BBC News with Stuart McIntosh. Tens of thousands of North Korean soldiers and civilians are taking part in celebrations to mark the anniversary on Saturday of the birth of the country's founder, Kim Il-sung. Along with the traditional parade of missile launchers and other military hardware, there's speculation that the current leader, Kim Jong-un, could order another nuclear test. A judge in Arkansas has blocked the American state from using one of the three drugs that was to have been injected in an unprecedented series of executions. The suppliers of the muscle relaxant had argued that it had been sold to the prison system on the understanding it would be used solely for medical purposes. The Trump administration will not make public the White House visitor logs, the records that detail who's visited the president and his staff. The White House said the records would be kept secret for at least 5 years after President Trump leaves office, citing national security risks and privacy concerns. Barack Obama voluntarily disclosed the details of 6 million visits. Testimony released by the Brazilian Supreme Court alleges that builders and politicians illegally profited from the construction of many of the stadiums used in the 2014 Football World Cup. Executives at Odebrecht, the country's biggest construction firm, have said kickbacks were regularly paid. Computer hackers in the United States have released files indicating that the country's intelligence services have been monitoring global bank transfers. The files suggest that the National Security Agency was able to penetrate the international bank messaging system known as SWIFT. And the ride-hailing service Uber's posted a loss of $2.8 billion for 2016, despite sharp rises in both its revenue and business. The US-based company doubled its bookings last year, and its net revenue grew by $6.5 billion. BBC News.